Talk 93.1 FM.
4 o'clock. Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Debbie Hanley. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke during today's White House press briefing, saying North Korean sanctions are a result of its risk to the world.
But as a result of actions they've taken, including assassinations outside of their country, using banned chemical weapons, these are all very, very serious actions on their part that put the public at risk as well.
President Trump announced that the U.S. is putting North Korea on America's terrorism blacklist. President Trump is promising to give Americans a huge tax cut for Christmas. Trump said before a cabinet meeting that a tax overhaul will bring urgent relief to hardworking families. Federal Reserve Chief Janet Yellen says she will leave the central bank once her term as chair ends in February. Fox News, we report, you decide.
And Charlie Rose is a pervert. This just is.
Chilling with my kin, candied yams ain't my thing. Baby, baby, no turkey, cause I'm a vegan. I'm not cranberry-in, I don't want no stuff in. Baby, baby, all I want this year for Thanksgiving's piled on my plate, mashed potato style.
Do you think I should post this photo that I just received?
Wait, is that Al Franken or is that me yesterday?
No, that's Al Franken, and they photoshopped me to where she was on the plane, and he's trying to grab my boobs. I mean, on one hand, I think it's funny. On the other, I don't want anybody calling up saying, you're not sent. You think this is all a big joke. What's your learned opinion, college graduate?
I think there's Harvey Weinstein and there's Bill Cosby and there's doing this to people that are your underlings at work. And then I think there's normal sexual behavior between men and women in social settings.
Yes.
And to conflate, say, Harvey Weinstein using spies, literally having in his contract that he was going to do this to people, is, and somebody did something at a party once, is not the same thing. And, you know, I think people need to talk about it.
I really want to put it on Facebook. It's funny. But then we've been trained to think too much. And Facebook is a good place to be spontaneous and then get your butt kicked. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it might be considered offensive.
Yeah. Rosie's pretty open-minded. It's her birthday. She's hanging out with us on this Monday. And I bring you regards from Lou and Karen Nyman. They're semi-regulars at our Baumhauer's Knights of the Roundtable gatherings, and they wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Can I ask you, did you get to see Keith and Sherry today?
I did.
Keith and Sherry are the Rollins, and you guys have helped them out tremendously. And poor Rosie, I knew she was going to have a chance to see them today.
No, so I loved being with them.
I understand that, but you got the 100 pounds of dog food, too.
Well, Keith unloaded it from my car and put it in the back of the truck. And they were very, very grateful.
Well, got to keep their doggies well fed.
Yeah, so absolutely. And you know what? Their oldest one passed away yesterday.
Their oldest dog?
Yes.
Oh, crap, man. When are they going to catch a freaking break?
Kicked their butt. I said, well, maybe it'll get better from here. We believe it will.
Well, you know, I think everybody gets a stretch in their life where it seems like all the luck is bad. If it wasn't for bad luck, they'd have no luck at all.
Right.
You know, I caused a lot of my own troubles, but I did have times where I'm saying, man, I'm the guy that used to fall into the mud and come out, stand up clean. And now, even with the best advice, I can't make a decision that works out well. It's crazy, but sometimes it's like that. In this situation, I mean, that's, you know, she's fighting the good fight against a very, very difficult cancer. And those dogs have been a source of joy, you know. I'm so sorry to hear that. So for those of you who are having a bad day, don't we all have a new perspective on things when you realize somebody somewhere, you think you got problems, somebody somewhere has real issues. We were talking about that. That's how I feel every time I see the Shriners commercials, you know, for the kids' hospital. Or St. Jude's, any of those. And you see these kids and they're so proud because they learn how to do something with one leg. And you realize, God, the little stuff that we allow to become big deals and turn our days inside out. That's just crazy. I'm going to table this idea, but I sure appreciate Chicago Bob doing such a fine Photoshop job. Yep, there it is. Charlie Rose accused groping, nudity, lewd calls of all people. He's the Governor Bentley of TV, for crying out loud. He's the last guy, if you had to pick one name out of the whole television universe, that would be least likely to get whacked with, no pun intended, with this kind of a charge, Charlie Rose would be on your short list, meaning a limited number of names.
Yeah.
Right.
And here he is, the latest. And it's all, for the most part, left-wingers. The people that care the most. The people always lecturing us, have told us what a terrible mistake it was to elect Donald Trump president, yada, yada, yada. ESPNers trying to escape sinking ship. Well, I'm interested in knowing more about this. Thanksgiving week is here. Many inside ESPN are giving special thanks for the jobs they hope will last past the holidays, it says in the New York Post. In the next few weeks, the worldwide leader is expected to undergo another round of massive layoffs. Sporting News cites 40 to 60 coming. Sports Illustrated reporting the number will exceed 100, and the next wave of Who's Next worry has many scanning their options. And you know, I don't think most of this would be happening if they hadn't decided to politicize sports.
Yeah, sports is entertainment.
I don't need a lecture on SportsCenter. I don't need Jemele Hill tweeting, you know, that anybody that likes the president's an idiot. According to a Monday Sporting News report, which cited a source at Rival Network, some ESPN staffers are already sending out just-in-case resumes. The narrative for many long-timers still is, I know my day is coming. It's not if, it's when. This round of cuts, according to the report, an estimated $80 million will be slashed from their budget.
Wow.
ESPN and the NFL, two things. 10 years ago, if you had to pick two things that you thought were invulnerable to, you know, except at minor, you know, changes that everything goes through from time to time, you would have picked the NFL and ESPN. And here they are committing suicide in public because they're afraid. They're so afraid of the political correctness that they advocated. Now people are going to be paying with their jobs. So Thanksgiving's going to come. And this large number of... And there's going to be some familiar names. There's going to be some real shockers in this group. But when you lose... Is it 15,000 a day or 15,000 a week? I think it's 15,000 a day.
Mm.
Subscribers at $7 a head.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of revenue
that is not coming in. And, you know, the NFL continues to pretend, oh, well, this boycott's not having... Bull crap! There were stadiums that were less than half full yesterday when at kickoff. Less than half full. So tell me again how this boycott is having no effect whatsoever on business. It's baloney. 4:10 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have traffic, news, and weather all in one big package coming up in just a moment. I'd like to, for those of you who want to add something of value to your home that enhances the look but also serves a great function inside or outside, that's Southern Shutters. SouthernShutter.com is the web address, and I urge you to go there because what you see there is what you can have in your home. Those are not enhanced photographs. I took the tour a couple of times. I've followed the creation of several sets of shutters. I watched how they bend and shape wood, which is really amazing to see. Skilled people, modern technology, gorgeous designs, and outcomes that come with the best guarantee you'll ever see on a product of this type. We've had listeners testify to the fact that they've had Southern Shutters hanging for 30 years. That's due to the wood that they choose. It's a cedar that's harvested from the Pacific Northwest. So, and even that undergoes testing when it gets here before it becomes part of a shutter. Because when you put a guarantee on your product like they do, you got to make sure you're doing it with a wood that's not going to let you down. And that's how they do it. Our contact there at Southern Shutter, they're made here in Montgomery. They're distributed all over the U.S., North America, even Europe. But you can get yourself a nice deal here by reaching out to locally access Hunter Robinson. He's our contact at Southern Shutter now at 294-1258. That's 294-1258 for Hunter, or, again, just visit southernshutter.com. It doesn't cost you anything to daydream. It is 4:12. Let's get the news first.
Spare yourself the backache of preparing your lawn and yard for the winter. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 272-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest, and they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hello.
A Prattville chiropractor was arrested for unlawful possession of a controlled substance. The substance would be cocaine. Glenn Klingon was arrested after a welfare check by Prattville police. Klingon's office address is on McQueen Smith Road. He's registered as First Choice Healthcare. Christopher Gilchrist, age 34, sentenced to 10 years after a shootout at the Village gas food store on Highland Avenue. Found guilty of shooting a man in the leg while arguing with him and also shooting an innocent bystander. Gilchrist got 10 years because he's a felon and was illegally possessing a handgun. And a death investigation ongoing. Officers, paramedics responded to the 100 block of West South Boulevard, found 42-year-old Danny Williams dead. He had forced his way into a home, and when the resident returned, they found him dead. That one is under investigation. From the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom, I'm Wendell Jay.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still working that accident on North Ripley right in front of the police station. Everything else looking fairly decent as far as the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, and the 31s. They're all clear. If your truck is so ugly your dog won't ride with you, you might want to trade it in on a better one. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter, they can make your dog love you again. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we get closer and closer to the big holiday. Tonight, increasing clouds, not as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, look for a sun and cloud mix, a little warmer, high around 65 tomorrow, low tomorrow night in the mid-40s. Then on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, partly sunny, high around 63. On Thanksgiving, looks like a mostly sunny day with a morning low of 40 and an afternoon high in the low 60s. Download our free weather app and you can stay on top of the weather changes all the time with 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
Need a new heating and cooling system? Call the friendly folks at Luquire for a high-efficiency carrier system. Right now, purchase a new carrier system with 0% financing up to 36 months. By upgrading to a new energy-efficient system, you can reduce your utility bill, which will help offset the cost of a new system. And, as always, get the benefit of Luquire's tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Not ready to replace your system? Call Luquire today and save $20 on an AC, heating, or plumbing repair when you mention this ad. With over 34 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. At Luke Wire, you don't have to give up on quality to save on a new heating and cooling system. Act fast to take advantage of these limited-time offers. Turn to the experts at Luke Wire for Carrier. Call us or visit acbylukewire.com today for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. That's acbylukewire.com.
Like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for their rewards club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Hey, folks. Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Come celebrate the holidays with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. These cruises include holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 1st. Tickets are $48 for adults and $28 for children. Make memories with your family, friends, or coworkers this holiday season on the Harriet 2. For more information, go to funandmontgomery.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Attention all healthy, red-blooded American men between the ages of 18 and 99. Do you love the opposite sex? Do you love making inappropriate remarks that make women cringe and often result in costly legal action? How about selling favors to wealthy friends? If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, then you might be an ideal candidate for the career of your dreams as a duly elected United States Senator. That's right. Thanks to trailblazers like Al Franken and Bob Menendez, no primal urge has to be denied. Not if you're a U.S. Senator anyway. So get started on the lawless, moral-free life you've been dreaming of. Register with the Federal Election Commission today. We need you to be depraved.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
It's Rosie's birthday. Should we roll call?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to work out with my new mouse, so we'll see how this goes.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Playing.
You gotta have something.
Hello.
If you wanna be with me.
You on drugs?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You are a meathead.
You gotta have
Let's
something.
Let's get nuts.
If you wanna be with me.
I have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
That just frosts my pajamas.
What a bunch of crap.
Cause that zero is too cold for me.
I'm a total
old bumbling idiot.
I'm not trying to be your high.
Low budget, Hammond.
Cause that minus is too low to see. Yeah.
What are you people? On dope?
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
This thing is nuts, man.
And I'm not snuffing. Believe you me.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Don't you remember I told you?
No. I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
That's harassment.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recorder.
Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass busters.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Such a big production out of everything.
Yay! Hello!
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Bite me!
You gotta have something.
You're so naughty.
If you wanna be with me.
Trading gas bag.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Snap out of it.
You gotta have something.
Excellent.
If you wanna be with me.
I came from Alabama to see some naked people. Yeah. I think that that's pretty perverted.
One of us is crazy and it's not you.
Suck at this job.
Today?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, because I had my first meltdown of the day. It's early, like around
very
6.
Very early.
Oh, you heard it?
Yes. I thought, the equipment's not working again.
I slept in this
morning. No, it was, what happened this morning was I came on and it was just starting things and it kept...
Oh, that's what I told you about and you didn't believe me. You said it was my itchy...
I never said that.
Yeah, it's my itchy clicking finger.
Itchy finger tringers.
Right.
Well.
And it wasn't me.
No, it was the mouse.
Yeah.
It was the mouse. I think it had a hot spring or something.
Exactly.
So Jay changed it during one of the breaks.
Now it's like really quick.
Well, the last mouse had a bigger hump in the middle. And that fit the palm of my hand. That's, you know how it is. You get used to. It's like when you change cars. You have to get used to new everything. This is so...
You had to think about it today. I don't feel like I should give you a score because you were thinking about it so much. You weren't in the moment. You weren't in the zone.
Well, it wasn't a 10, but it wasn't too bad.
No, I give you like 9.192. That's not an official score. I'm not giving you an actual score.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
Sorry. Hey, we forgot to give Rosie... We played the birthday song, but we have to give her a greeting from the birthday elephant. Who is part of our morning show.
I love the birthday elephant.
By the way, that was something that I can't imagine who it was that told Trump, here's a good idea. Let people bring back elephant, big game trophies from Africa. Why did he do that to himself? That I can't think of too many things that would bring... Good thing he reversed the decision almost immediately.
Because when you legalize big game trophy hunting, you can regulate big game trophy hunting to have a certain quota of trophies that can be brought in and out that allows for populations to grow. Right now, with trophy hunting being illegal, poachers are the only ones that go for it.
Well, remember the dentist that, that killed that lion, and that lion was, I can't say domesticated, but it was...
Cecil the lion.
Right. Yeah. And that guy's life was ruined by the blowback he got, bragging him, a lion that was basically just a sitting target.
Well, and they've got that guy now who's got his, foot on the neck of a beautiful giraffe. I mean, they're not predators.
No.
I thought, what is the point of that?
The only thing you have to worry about with a giraffe is that they could lick you to death. Because they have the longest tongue I've ever seen in a creature.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it.
It's very sad.
I'm not going to say it.
I might be wrong, but there are a lot of endangered species that are now flourishing because of hunting and private land developers and owners.
Let's go back to before you were born.
Okay.
you may remember this, in the early 70s.
No doubt.
In the early 70s, they put alligators on the endangered species list, and it was illegal to hunt them. It was illegal to buy anything made from alligator, and et cetera, et cetera. And now they're turning up in people's yards all over. And, of course, developers are in part responsible for that because they kept pushing west. But the population of alligators has exploded to the point where there are businesses down there that do nothing but catch them and remove them from places that they represent a danger to people.
Yes.
Well, that was passionate. Danger to people.
Yes.
Okay. So, no, that's just one example of, you know, there was a move made to protect it, and now there's a move to protect us from it. But they were there first. It's, you know, this is the thing that, you know, the same people that hate Columbus Day would say, well, we should celebrate, what do they call him? Columbus.
Well, he was a slaver.
Okay, but what else?
He committed genocide.
Genocide. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should take, yeah.
More of the diseases they carried, but yeah. And he didn't even make it to North America proper.
No, he didn't.
Right.
No. I learned that from Jeopardy.
Oh, wow.
Was it Wheel of Fortune?
You could beat IBM's Watson.
I don't think so. No, I don't think
so. You don't think you could?
No.
Well, I believe in you.
I appreciate that. I want to take a look at this story from truthfeed.com. CNN has voters share about how they feel about Trump, and it instantly backfires. Would you like to listen to this?
Yes.
Tell me, a year in, what you like so much about what you've seen.
See, I think he's going after what he said he would do. I think he's meeting with a lot of resistance. But I also do like the fact that the stock market is hit. Something like 27 historic highs. It keeps going higher and higher and higher and higher. Unemployment is down, the furthest down it's been in about 16 years. I think jobs are coming in, and these are all things that he talked about. I think right away he also tried to secure the borders.
How? Which is, I mean, the wall didn't happen.
Well, the wall is.
Bitch!
You know, they have the prototypes up.
Mark, you're nodding.
I love that he's America first. I love that he's not a politician. You know, for yeah. so long, we've had politicians promising us stuff. The swamp is horrible. And Trump is there. He's there for the small guy. He's there for people like myself.
Pardon my intemperate outburst, but that woman, who is this that's anchoring this thing on CNN? But he doesn't have the wall yet. He's had 10 months to build a 2,000-mile wall, you freaking idiot!
And he's been opposed by everybody.
What a, his own party. Oh, God, at every corner.
Yeah, but I think Trump's wall is like if you tell people in public, I'm writing a novel. Hey, so how's the wall going? How's that novel going? You got an opening chapter, good set of characters?
That was bad, bad journalism. Not badass journalism, bad journalism. To come back with a well, the wall's not there yet.
Yeah, when you're conducting a focus.
I would have gotten out of this. I just dumped myself.
Wow. Wow.
Now, that's bad when you dump yourself.
I didn't want to, because then I'll have...
Wait, you're telling me that people have emotions, and occasionally they say things they don't mean?
Well, yeah, there is that.
Wow. Thank God we don't have something Wonderful. Where people can just, you know, post their feelings immediately, like Twitter or Facebook.
Twitter is Swamp 2, the sequel. Twitter is where people with no life, with...
You're walking right into a joke here.
Well, people
with no life...
Thank God for Rich Thomas.
Boy, look at the time.
I was going to be the follow-up is like the president.
I'll have to pause this here.
Yes, beautiful. Thank God for Rich Thomas.
Yes.
Yes.
Adorable.
He's my... you know, it's not just what he says. It's the look on his face. Have you ever, has Rich ever done his Macaulay Culkin face for you?
I don't, I only worked with him twice in the morning.
You know, from Home Alone, where he's got his hands on his face and he's got his eyes wide open. And it's, see, that's why we got to get this damn thing on a video feed. Because people miss, I mean, the looks just between Jay and Emily that go back and forth. Mm. You know, those two. People really, they should be able to
see the chemistry.
Yeah.
Cat fact. Yay!
Oh, my go back to ISIS thing is,
It's kaput? It's no longer there?
I can fix it. Hang on a second.
Please do. Oh, it's expired.
It's expired, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking shop here on the radio, about radio.
Yeah, what we mean here by expired is everything that we have in our system. Now, some of it has what we call an eternity date. Mm-hmm. It won't expire until December 31st, 2099.
Right.
Chances are I will not be here when that date rolls around.
Just, folks, think of, like, the Y2K scare and that computers weren't going to account with a date change.
You know, I don't know anything about computers, but I told everybody back then, I said, this is garbage. This is the biggest fake news.
But you don't know. It's the new millennia. Anything can happen.
My response to people, I mean, I had a friend that spent like $5,000 buying cabinets and canned pumpkin pie to survive the disaster that was going to happen when the clock struck midnight on 2000.
Well, the sky's going to turn purple. There'll be people running everywhere.
Well, they really believed that it would, and you know, I hate to say it, my friend in particular had the crap scared out of her by her minister, who did this big thing on end times and, you know, Y2K and connected all the dots, had her convinced that it was all over.
Yeah.
There was nothing left to live for except survive the loss of the power grid and eat canned pumpkin pie.
Go back to ISIS.
Yeah, 2000, party over. Oops.
And, you know, it's funny. I did an evil thing that night. Can I confess this?
Well,
this is
your show.
Final few months, in Indiana, where I went away to get myself focused. So it's 1999 going into 2000. And I had a friend that paid me some pretty good money to help him manage this youth club right across the street from my apartment. So I had like a 20-second commute to work. It was great. And we had a big New Year's Eve party at this place. So, and of course, everybody is wondering what's going to happen at midnight. So I was on the mic and doing this thing, and I had a guy. We counted down, 3, 2, 1, big, explosion of applause and stuff, and then I had a guy pull the lights out.
Why? Just to scare him?
I didn't leave him down for long, just to give him a taste. But from what I, you know, because planes are going to come falling out of the sky, I just never believed that the people that are the IT community of America, with all the time they had to think about it, couldn't come up with a plan to avert catastrophe when the year started with a 2 instead of a 1. I just didn't buy into the idea that everything was going to go dark. We forgot. We're going to have a different year here now.
Yeah, if you were a Norse god, you'd be Loki, the god of mischief.
Well, it was a fun moment. There wasn't a whole lot to do in Indiana but scare people.
True.
That was another example of an area that really I hope will revive. Because they got, again, the infrastructure in place. This is outside of Indianapolis, the Anderson-Muncie area. It's nice. There was a lot to love about it, a lot to get depressed over. Hey, you know, we talk about the cars under 10 at Jaguar Room and how great they look. Look at the red on this Focus.
Wow.
That car, and they got dozens of pictures of all these vehicles inside and out. What a great car for a new driver.
Mm-hmm.
Really is. And inside, take a look at that interior. I mean, it's immaculate. The seats, the dashboard. perfect for a new driver, and payments as low as $47 a month. This is why, for those of you who may be looking to surprise a new driver in your household with their own vehicle for Christmas, but you want to get something on a budget, something reasonable, this is where you should look, because there's three things that all of these cars in this category, three things they have in common. Great vehicle histories, bodies that are in really outstanding condition. Interiors, like the one we just looked at on this 2006 Focus, that is clean and pristine. But most importantly, David Ingram's mechanics have been through these cars up and down, inside and out, and nothing goes into this under 10 category at Jack Ingram until it's been approved by their mechanics. And it's that simple. That's it. If they have a feeling, based on the research they do, when the car is up in the rack, that this car is going to present problems, they sell it at auction and let somebody else deal with it. They will not resolve somebody else's troubles. So this is a place and a category you can shop with confidence. Now, they have over 198 used and certified vehicles to choose from. But Jack Ingram, they take their name seriously. So when they put the signature used cars out there, these are some unbelievable deals. Not only these under 10, but all types and styles and price ranges. They're at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Jack Ingram, signature used cars. See Tip Tame and his incredible team of people. And again, especially if you're looking to surprise someone in the family with their first vehicle, because that happens. I'll tell that story some other time, because it's 4:37. We got to get down to the traffic dungeon.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A lovely Monday afternoon. Things are looking a lot better traffic-wise. Cleared up all those accidents we had a little bit earlier, including the one in front of the police station on Ripley Street. Now everything's running along pretty smooth. Interstate systems are all clear. Little stop-and-go stuff around the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway. Otherwise, everything is all clear. The 60-hour pre-licensed real estate classes begin January 9th at the Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Register before December 30th and save $25. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's check in with Macaulay Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we get closer and closer to the big holiday. Tonight, increasing clouds, not as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, look for a sun and cloud mix, a little warmer, high around 65 tomorrow, low tomorrow night in the mid-40s. Then on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, partly sunny, high around 63. On Thanksgiving, looks like a mostly sunny day with a morning low of 40 and an afternoon high in the low 60s. Download our free weather app and you can stay on top of the weather changes all the time with 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Save hundreds every month in maintenance costs. Call Blue Haven Pools today,
277-3100. Hey, everybody, Troll Pal, Sky Mosley, reminding you not to call David Ernest if you trust the government $19 trillion in debt to provide for your retirement. That's right. Also, don't call David at Ernest Financial if you prefer to pay all the taxes the government allows.
Hello, this is David Ernest of Ernest Financial, inviting you to join me for a free, no-obligation consultation. With over 30 years' experience in all areas of financial planning, no problem is too big or too small. Just call me at 334-279-7431 to set up your appointment. Retirement planning, Social Security, wealth management, taxes, whatever your issue may be. Help is just a phone call away. That's 334-279-7431. I'm David Ernest, and I look forward to serving you with all your financial needs.
Enjoy catering without compromise from Nuke's Eatery.
From box lunches to our decadent whole cakes, we'll make sure everything exceeds your expectations. Our catering specialists can even build a custom tray to complement your event, like the irresistible bruschetta platter. We'll make sure everything looks great and everyone leaves satisfied. So call Nuke's Eatery today. We cater, you party.
Call Nuke's Catering at 334-414-1759 to place your order.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
College football programs know the importance of recruiting. If they want to compete at the highest level, they need to bring on the best talent, people who have the skills and drive to be a success. The same is true in business. Recruiting is vital. And with ZipRecruiter, you'll have a smarter and simpler way to assemble your own winning team. With just one click, you can post your job to over 100 job boards. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology identifies relevant talent fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. And your ZipRecruiter dashboard helps keep everything in one place, so it's easy to review and rank the candidates with the best experience. You'll be building a powerhouse program in no time. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, proud hiring partner of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama. ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama. Once again, for a free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
Summer's free.
This is supposed to be the big finale where the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
Yeah, a turkey that can do tricks.
Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey? What the hell is that? It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
Welcome to Friendsgiving at Baumhauer's after the show on Wednesday night. For those of you who are staying in town.
Yes.
That'd be a perfect night if you haven't been to one of our gatherings. Come and join us Wednesday at Baumhauer's. Note, if you would,
Joey.
Please write down at 5:51:30 on Wednesday, let's play Freebird.
Okay. Freebird.
Yeah.
The real Freebird or the
Skinnered Freebird.
Skinnered Freebird.
Yeah, the whole 8 minutes there and 46 seconds.
That'll give us plenty of time to get over to the Baumhauers.
That'll help us get over to the Baumhauers, yes. I just want to do it. We were talking this morning about the... Now they there's two birds every year that they pardon. They're in some kind of like turkey hotel because we looked it up. Jay looked it up during Random Facts. Last year's pardon birds, they were still Obama turkeys, were Tater and Tot. So we're trying to find out what the names of this year's, because they get their pardon tomorrow.
Okay.
Where they can be released and enjoy a life of full turkeyhood, I guess. Whatever that is. Charlie Rose is the latest to be accused of sexual misconduct. And it brings to mind, who else can we think of that might seemingly be harmless, either through age or just who'd want them, besides Charlie Rose? Because, you know, I wrote it in one of my magazine columns. I had Governor Bentley listed as the governor least likely to be involved in a sex scandal. And I was wrong, the way that turned out. So who else is on? Who else can we think of? And Jeffrey Tambor is just a weird... He's always been a weird guy on TV. But
something could come out on Anderson Cooper, the Silver Surfer of Prime
The Silver
Time
Surfer?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd want to know what he'd be accused of. But who else that's on TV on a regular basis would be a surprise if they were accused of something like this?
Well, O'Reilly was already accused.
Yeah.
Hannity was accused, but he fought it. Mm-hmm. So he's still on television.
Media Matters, by the way, today admitted that they are trying to take him off the air.
Oh, I'm sure they are. That's the game.
That's just so wrong. We're not going to win the argument. We're not going to be able to stop him. Here's the story. This is... what's this guy's name? Doesn't say. Let's catch a little of this clip here.
Angelo, what's the status of this ad boycott? You announced it several months...
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to listen to anything that has Brian Stelter on it. I didn't see his face in the preview picture of the clip. There's another one. You know what he reminds me of?
Oh. Yeah.
Word rhymes with trick.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
A walking, talking trick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, walking and talking. A real accomplishment in his case.
I don't know. I mean, we go down the list of people who are on late night and on news, like Shepard Smith, Larry O'Donnell, Lawrence O'Donnell, Rachel Maddow.
Larry O'Donnell just scares people when his temper... Do we still have that?
Yo, he got intense. Doesn't surprise me, but he got very intense.
Because they were talking in his rear ear, rather.
You know who I bet?
Here's Lauren. Oh, that expired, too. Is anything besides me still working in this place?
Do you remember, and have you seen Charlie Wilson's War?
Yes, I have.
Which is very, I think, candid about how sexual his congressional office was. Like... good-looking women, and him sleeping with a daughter of a guy who's trying to get her a job there. That's one scene. Like, there's a whole camera shot of his aide, his top legislative aide, and the camera is focused on her butt as she's walking through the hallway. It's not like Joey's making this up. It was like, that's the shot. The whole movie's about that. That movie was written and put together by Aaron Sorkin. And if you look at other West Wing storylines, Sports Night storylines, Newsroom storylines, I bet somebody tries to call out Sorkin.
That's based on what you just described. I wouldn't be surprised.
And I think Sorkin would say, hey, I was writing drama, but I don't know any of these guys in the entertainment industry, in the news industry, in any industry, we're of a certain age, I'd imagine something's going to come up. Because I was saying to Rosie off air, I wonder how many people there were that took those guys up on those advances.
Yeah.
It's pervasive in that industry. I mean,
you're working long hours. You're with your colleagues all day. I mean, this happens with, I'm sure it happens with doctors and lawyers and anybody with a high-stress job.
In one of the articles covering Weinstein, it made mention of the fact that there are still plenty of women who are so eager for stardom, they're willing to pay that casting couch price to get where they want to go. But I told you, again, it's already in the lame-ass story file, but my friend that went out to become a star, and she had the looks and everything else that you need to be a legitimate star, got a couple of gigs. Worked with John Ritter on a sitcom that didn't last real long, but she had a cast role in it. Did a national spot for Budweiser. That had to pay very well. But came back, got out of there, moved to Tampa, because she could not take virtually anything that she auditioned for came with that requirement.
Good for her.
And she wasn't going to do it. I'm sure there are others, too. But and what we're finding out now, it really hasn't changed all that much. Here's a little bit of Larry O'Donnell.
What's going on? Why am I losing this? Why don't I have sound? All right, it's back. Someone's pressing buttons and turning my sound off. Who's asking for a Labor Day rundown in my ear? Someone in that control room is out of control. There's insanity in the control room tonight. You have insanity in my earpiece. Every time we go to a SOT, there's a woman talking in my ear about something that has nothing to do with what we're doing here. Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
I don't know.
Where's the hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering. I'll go down to the... for myself and stuff.
They're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho hee, haha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, haha.
You remember that song, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you remember that there were radio stations that played it and then stopped because you're making fun of the mentally ill?
It was controversial.
Yes, it was. Many things were.
Not as many as today. Everything's controversial today.
Everything.
Somebody's going to be offended.
Everything's controversial. Everything is offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Which gives us good reason to play the Steve Hughes clip about being offended.
Yes, I love it.
Yes, and that is the bottom line. I mean, I had to go through a lot of therapy to figure out and learn the lesson that it's a power we possess, and we give it away so freely. For people to hurt us, for people to offend us, whatever it is that we're, having an issue with. We have that ability. We empower people, places, and things to hurt us. And a friend that doesn't live here anymore, but said, part of my problem is I don't like this town because I did so many dumb things here that everywhere I go, there's a reminder of a memory. And I said, well, I kind of have the same situation in South Florida. I drive by the gas station I had to sleep next to, the couple of nights I was homeless. To me, it makes me feel better about where I'm at today. That's how you should do that. You shouldn't look at it and constantly, you've already paid that penalty.
Right.
So just say, wow, look at me today. That's just a reminder that you've made progress. But that sometimes is not just an automatic response. You got to learn a little bit about it. That's the end of the lecture. There will be a test. 5:30. I don't know what kind of day we had. I could check because I have it on my phone. I want to see. I see a lot of green where the market information is. Dow up. Okay, so I guess there's confidence these tax cuts are happening. We'll talk about it with Brant McDonald here in just a moment on News Talk 93.1 FM. Georgia Floors Direct, we had an area rug. This is not just any Friday night with the Boudels, but we needed an area rug and something that would help my fat bottom dog not slip when he turns the corner. So Jeff Mallinson had Dave the Rugman put together a runner and an area rug. So now Fat Bottom Thing has good traction when he comes flying around to bark at whatever's at the door. What a goof. Yeah, I mean, am I the only one here that's ever done something like that? You know, gotten better flooring so my dog wouldn't get hurt?
No.
He's got that, you know, those big back legs, those big hind legs. You know, when he tries to turn a corner, his rear end continues in the direction he was running while the rest of his body is coming this way. He doesn't have that problem anymore. So he's a big Jeff Mallinson fan. That would be Briscoe, my little dum-dums. Actually, what Jeff did was we had him stop by, and he kind of consulted with us on what they have in inventory at Georgia Floors Direct. Jeff is always willing to help a customer whatever way he can. And he and another gentleman from Georgia Floors Direct, one of his merry band of floriers, came out after they closed on Friday and put this in, and it looks incredible, just absolutely incredible. The price, even more incredible. It's great carpeting, great flooring of all types, hardwoods, laminates, tiles, at a real wholesale price. That's what they do at Georgia Floors Direct, and they've been doing it since 1969. So a good idea works as long as you don't mess with it, you know, and it's nice they've avoided the temptation to improve on something that's been so effective for so many homeowners. So if you're ready to upgrade, take a look. If you got a budget in mind, let them know, so they can help you navigate the choices. It's a big warehouse there on the boulevard across from Lowe's. And they can get, you know, it's probably a little bit late for Thanksgiving, but certainly in time for Christmas. If you've got company coming and you want to make a room or your entire house look different with new flooring, Georgia Floors Direct can make it happen. Visit Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Need a new heating and cooling system? Call AC by Luke Wire for a high-efficiency Carrier system. Get a new system with 0% financing up to 36 months. Not ready to replace your system? Call Luke Wire today and save $20 on an AC, heating, or plumbing repair when you mention this ad. Turn to the experts at Luke Wire for Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
Almost there. Oh, you know, many people find it hard to believe that a curvy fellow such as myself can squeeze down a chimney. Well, you know what I find hard to believe? The incredible offers happening at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event.
The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event is back. Get a great offer on the innovative and sporty C300 or the sleek and stylish GLC 300 with its full suite of cutting-edge technology. It's almost too good to be true. Lease the 2018 C300 Sports Sedan, award's 10 Best Engine winner, for just $399 a month for 36 months with $4,193 due at signing. But hurry, these offers are going fast. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through January 2nd, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or call 334-277-5700.
You're kidding on this line here, the Lord of the Laminates?
It is him.
It is he.
It is he.
Jeff,